Welcome to 12 Radio. That's 12radio.com. And you are listening to the show Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I am your host, Jim Komar. And like I said, we're on 12 Radio, 12radio.com, changing the way we listen to the world. And my topic tonight is creating a consciousness of success. And but before I start that, I'd like to say there's a chat room available that's pretty simple to get to. Just go to 12radio.com, click on chat, and you're there. It's through Facebook, by the way. And second half of the show, I will be taking calls, so we can talk psychic. We can talk anything, if you'd like, for that matter. But, yes, if you want a psychic reading, hey, I'm up for it tonight, so just know that. And if you're on in the chat page, if you got any questions, please put them up in the chat page, and I'll answer them through the show as the show continues on. And success, think of it. You know, success is a beautiful thing. Success is a thing that we all want to achieve. Success is a thing that when we feel successful, you could say, what a great feeling. You just accomplished something. You just completed something. You just finished something. Maybe it's something you've been working on for the past 10 years and you just completed something with that process. Or it's something that you've been working on for maybe 2 months and it's complete now and you feel very successful. Let's say you opened up your own business and you've been working on this one for a year or two and now it's open. Success is yours. Well, at least to the opening part is, now that you could say the next step is to be successful once your idea, our ideas come to fruition in our world of matter. And success, the definition is a favorable or satisfactory outcome. And if you think about it, satisfactory outcomes will change your world tremendously. If you go through a period in your life or a time in your life where successes are hard or difficult to achieve, well, maybe that's something you got to look at. Maybe it's something you got to, you know, go inside and say, why am I causing this? Or what is causing this around me? And what am I taking in to allow it to happen to me? So success is a favorable or satisfactory outcome. Success. This is what I like about success. Success is the natural order of the universe. Think about it. The sun, the earth rotates on its axis. Every morning, the sun will rise and will give us beautiful sunshine. Well, trees will grow, grass will grow, crops will grow. You could say it's a beautiful thing. So success is the natural order of the universe. And all you have to do is you are a part of the universe as well as I am. So think of you as part of the success. Part of your success is the success of the universe because you're tapping into that success. And maybe all your success, once you could say create what you need to create or you have an idea of what you create, success is your natural order of your universe, of your internal universe. And it's also is to transform failure to fulfillment. So let's say you've been trying something for a while and it hasn't really worked. Well, maybe you need to just tweak it a little, make it different, make it better, allow it to be better. In other words, be open to changes, be open to, as you want to create more successes in your life, whether it's personal, whether it's business, whether it's financial, whether it's anything, if it's not working, rethink it. If it's not working, then change it up just a little bit and see if it works by changing up just a little bit. Tweak it just a little. And maybe by tweaking it by 0.1%, all of a sudden you are in, you could say you're transforming that mode of failure to fulfillment. You could say you're creating from lack to abundance here, all in one swell swoop. Let's say you're having a physical problem. Let's say it's an illness of some kind. Well, think about success as that illness. You're going to create that illness that you have in your physical body. You're going to create wholeness. And the wholeness that you create will take care of that illness, and you won't have that illness anymore. Success, remember, is the natural order of the universe, and I'm a part of it, and you are a part of it. And it's also about, you say, discord to harmony. Who needs discord in their life? All it does is bring frustration, anger, thoughts that are not real positive for you, because maybe you're being taken in, maybe not for that matter. Maybe you're being taken advantage of, or maybe you're allowing people to take advantage of you. Therefore, it's hindering your success. So, whatever discord you have, think about ways of producing harmony instead of that discord, so you can have an idea of what success may feel like internally. And it's also the power to move through you and I. Success is always moving through you and I. And think about this, your physical body. Your heart's beating so many times in a minute, so many times in a day, so forth and so on. Okay? You don't have to think about that. That is success. You're breathing. How many breaths of air do you take in a day? You don't have to think about it. That's success. So that power that runs through your body, that success, runs through your mind, runs through your thoughts, runs through your feelings, runs through your emotions. It's also about to accomplish, to achieve, to accomplish simple things in life. And that means maybe you need to do something with your car. Maybe wash it. Let's use that as an example. It's dirty. It's time to wash your car. But you'd rather do it yourself because you know how to get all the details so it looks new again. That's an accomplishment right there. That's an achievement. You know, think of success in little accomplishments and achievements, because when the big things come along, you'll be used to it. You won't be blown away by suddenly you're an instant millionaire overnight because of you came up with this incredible idea. You'll be used to it. You could say you create these little successes, these accomplishments, these achievements, and when the big ones come along, you're not blown out in the water by it. You're not pushing it away. And success is also, think about this, your good fortune. And you could say when you have good fortune, the people around you might have good fortune too. So in that case, success can be shared. And you could say success as a basic universal principle, it's about triumph. It's about fulfillment. It's about being at peace with oneself when you do create triumph and not questioning, am I worthy of my success? And that's another thing. Yes, you are worthy of your success. You're worthy of any successes that you want to accomplish, that you want to create in your life. If you don't do it, no one else is going to do it for you. You have to do this. Success is a personal thing, a deep personal thing. And the more that you can relate success in a personal manner and with personal means with inside of you, the more you will have that expression go outside of you. Therefore, when that successful expression is expressed literally every waking moment as you're walking through the day, you're creating something wonderful for yourself. And it's contagious. Think of it as like someone laughing or someone yawning. Before you know it, the whole room's laughing. Or one person starts yawning and the whole room's yawning. It's contagious. So have it be contagious for yourself. Have those great feelings as you triumph over the little things or the wonderful big things you're creating for that matter. And it's also that universal principle is that which our essential self is the mind to manifest is in my mind and is your mind and is your opportunity to manifest outside into this material world, whatever that may be. Let's say you're an author and maybe this is your second book. Well, the first book, maybe it wasn't as successful as you'd like it to be. Well, that won't slow you down from creating a second book. And maybe by changing up just a little bit or coming up with a new idea for the second book, you're going to manifest success here. You're going to manifest You're going to share your thoughts with the world. You're going to have your thoughts go around the world. As you put it in print over the via the internet, the whole world can see it. The whole world could read your ideas, your philosophies, whatever you're espousing as an author. Or maybe it's just a great story, you know, nonfiction, like a novel. Those are enjoyable. And the thing with success, if you look at it as a universal principle, failure does not exist in the universe. The only thing that exists in the universe is success. And therefore, you are a part of the universe. Therefore, you are a part of that success. And you've got to take that thought in and see how you feel about what I just said. Failure does not exist in this universe. Therefore, you're a part of this universe. Therefore, success is yours. Success is easy. Success is something that can be done at any moment, at any time. Sleeping or awake, for that matter. And I believe that if you think failure doesn't, you think success is a problem because you've never been successful, and you believe that failure is the only way, right now, up to this point in your life, and you're unhappy with that, well, this is a false belief within your conscious mind. Because you could say success is ours. Success will always be ours. But if you can't believe that success can be yours and always be yours, it'll never be yours. So if you have an issue with you don't think you're worthy enough, or you never had that success like your friends have, or other family members or other associates for that matter, don't be jealous. Excuse me. Don't be jealous. Don't be envious. Just change your thought. Change your mind. Change that false belief, that you could say that conscious belief that I can't be successful because I've never had that experience before. Well, there's a first time for everything. And when you have a first in, you could say in with success, it's contagious. You want more success. And once you dissolve that false idea that I can't have success, I'm too short. I'm not smart enough, or whatever it is you're telling yourself. Once you dissolve those things that we tend to tell ourselves to keep us in the safe zone and not being successful. And for some people, being in the safe zone means I don't have to be successful. I'll be taken care of, so I don't have to worry about it. But once you dissolve, you could say dissolve that false belief. We come back, you and I, we come back to a natural order of things, the natural order of the universe. Success is a natural state. It's not an artificial state. It's not something you have to stimulate with inside of you to be successful. It's just you came in this world in this natural state of success. Like I said, every day your heart beats so many times in a minute. And when the heart beats, it does its physiological things with blood and everything else, okay? So that's success. Every time that heart beats and it spreads that oxygenated blood throughout your body, you have success. Every time you think of an idea and you just sort of sit there dormant, is that success? No. Is that stagnation? Yeah. That's not failure. That's just stagnation. You just don't want to work on it right now. And one thing about ideas, once you create an idea, let's say it's an original idea that you have created for yourself, and you think it, and you write it down and say, okay, in a month I'm going to come back to this and do something with this. But if you let it sit there for a year or two, it's out in the ethers already, and someone else will pick up upon it, and they'll be successful from your original idea that you came up with, because you were too lazy, it wasn't the right time, whatever it was, whatever excuse you created in your own mind. So I'm going to repeat this. Success is a natural state for all of us. And that you must focus on in your mind. You must focus on this idea that your success is a natural way of being. Your total success our total success, our your total success, is about tapping into divine consciousness. Think about it. The creation of the universe. And it's always being created. It's always being expressed. It's always being you. And why not? Why can't you have your wonderful, like, successes? Why can't, let's say you're poor right now. You can see yourself poor. How can I create success in my life where I become wealthy? Well, that's pretty easy. For one, maybe you've got that poverty consciousness. So you start working on the poverty issue. And then when you start letting down those fences, those barriers about, you know, I don't have to be in poverty. I can be in wealth. I can live in luxury. Then you start creating successes. Like I said, start with little successes. So when the big ones show up in your life, you're not going to freak out. You're not going to push it away because suddenly you become instant success overnight. Therefore, your finances change. Therefore, your living situation changes. Therefore, everything changes. You're not going to go there and freak out and push it away by creating little successes. First, you'll get used to it. You'll like it. And you want more successes. So total success is about you tapping into divine consciousness. Total success is about you tapping into your consciousness. Total success is about you believing that you can have anything you want at any time, in any moment, anywhere. It doesn't matter where you're at. And it's also about you externally expressing all that is good, all that is true, all that is beautiful in your life. And that's success right there. All that is good, all that is true, all that is beautiful. So there's many paths to success and there's many ways of creating success in your life. And it doesn't have to relate to your profession. It relates to you on a personal level. That you're expressing greatness, you're expressing your goodness, you're expressing your truth, you're expressing your inner beauty externally. What a great way to start being successful. And what's important here is just keep this in mind, that success and failure cannot exist simultaneously. It's either one or the other. You know, that's the yin and the yang. Success, the opposite of success is failure. But they can exist simultaneously. So which do you want to refer to? Which would you prefer to have in your life? Failure? Success? Nothing? Well, we all want something. I really believe that. I really believe that we all want something and we all want little successes. So when the big ones come along, we can embrace them and we can be proud of who we are because of what you created, what I've created. And it's also about you. You say, since failure and success cannot exist simultaneously, you got to choose one. And which do you choose? Most people would say success, but deep down inside, can you accept it? Can you be that success? Are you able to, like, embrace whatever you created in your life that created that success for you? That maybe bought your beautiful home that you're living in right now, wherever you're at in this beautiful world of ours. It doesn't matter where you're at. Success is one of these principles that we are born with. Success is one of these principles that when it occurs, it's very uplifting. So it's important that you look at your successes and kind of take a, you could say, look back in your history of successes. Were they good? Were they not so good? Were they mediocre, but you considered them a success? And that's what I mean as far as like, what's your definition of success? Is it the universal one? The universal one is, a favorable or satisfactory outcome. Do you think every day when you wake up in the morning that by the end of the day that you have favorable outcomes? Well, if you say yes to that most of the time, then you're doing well. That means your consciousness is open to success. But if you say it was okay, it was mediocre, that means you got to change a few things. That means you got to accept the idea that you are a conduit of success because the universe is based on success. If the universe was based on failure, we would not exist. So therefore, are you ready to base your internal universe on the great successes that you can prove to yourself and prove to the world that you are capable, you're a capable being, and you're a capable being of changing this beautiful world? And Thoreau, Henry Thoreau, a naturalist, U.S., 1800s, what he thought about success, and this is what, this is really neat. And what he said is, if one advances confidently in the direction, excuse me, I need some water here. If one advances confidently in the direction of your dreams, of my dreams, of your dreams, and endeavor to live the life which you have imagined, you will meet with success unexpectedly in common hours. In other words, what he's saying is just have the intention, the ideas, whatever you do through the day, that you're going to create success. That success is an easy thing for you. It's not difficult. It's as easy as you changing your shoes. It's as easy as you embracing new ideas about yourself. So you can have success at any time, anywhere, any place. And to complete Thoreau there, he also said that you will put something behind you and you will pass through an invisible boundary. And so what is he talking about, an invisible boundary? In other words, you're letting go of your BS that is really holding you back from you creating what you need to create in your life. Whether it's true love or whether it's painting a room in your house or cleaning up your home for that matter. So it's a good place to be. And it's also about you, you could say, establishing you within you. You could say establishing yourself. You could say establishing you within you. And what I mean by you within you is as more successes come, you're creating a whole new experience. Let's say you have no successes or very little up to this point, and then suddenly you say, well, I'm going to start owning my successes, whatever they may be. It may be saying I did a good job for doing something. You know, just patting yourself on the back. That's a success, okay? It's you going inside yourself. It's you expressing internally. It's you encompassing those ideas that you've dreamed about, but you've never done anything up to this point. And it's also when you create success, you're creating expansion. You're creating large expansions at times, very large expansions. And so it's also, you could say this expansion gives you even better ideas, newer ideas, more successful ideas. But I have a break coming up and I'll be back in 5 minutes. And once the break's up, I will be taking phone calls. And until then, peace and love. That's all there is. Be back in 5. Bye.
Hi, this is Erin Muir, and you're listening to 12radio.com, changing the way you listen to the world.
You're listening to 12radio, and 12radio listens to you. Call us now, 857-232-0155, extension 870-303.
Hi, this is Kay Dragon, psychic advisor, teacher, and channeler for 12listen.com. My favorite thing about being an advisor and teacher is you. Watching you grow and expand your consciousness inspires me. It is a great joy for me to use my gifts as a channeler to guide you on your path to a happier, healthier you.
This is Jim Komar, your host of Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. Come join me each week for interesting topics and conversations. That's Pathways to Consciousness and Healing every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time. On 12Radio, 12Radio.com, 12Radio, changing the way you see the world.
Mole Mama, take a journey with me to my kitchen where I recreate some of my Sweet Mama Rose's best Mexican family recipes. I'll share the stories behind my grandma's magical mojete, guacamole, crunchy tacos, mole, papas and chorizo chimichangas, kahlua cake, crack cake, and oh so much more. You'll also get to meet guest chefs as they share the stories behind their yummy recipes. I believe that food is the sixth language of love. And if you're like me, it's your love that makes your food magical. Tune into Mole Mama on Thursdays at 6 p.m. for all the fun and love. You might want to eat first, because this show is going to make you oh so hungry. Que Dios te bendiga, as my mom would say. May God bless you.
Blessings all. This is Lacey Dawn Jackson, psychic advisor over at 12listen.com. I love listening to my awesome colleagues right here at 12Radio, where we are surely to be enlightened, learn something new, or just plain smile. During the month of June, I am running a special on my 3-question email readings. So if you have questions regarding relationships, career, or living your passion, I am here to help you with that. So visit my profile, Lacey Dawn Jackson, over at 12listen.com, click email readings, and purchase my special 3-question reading where I am ready to help you, and you will get the answers you seek within 24 hours. I look forward to hearing from you.
You are supreme in your own orbit. I'm Kelly Whetstone, 12Listen advisor and host of Empowerment here on 12Radio. I invite you to join me for a series of 6 classes on 12academy.com that will teach you how to use your natural clairvoyance to see and move energy. You can change anything in your life, and these classes will give you simple tools and methods to absolutely improve your experience. Classes are every other Tuesday, beginning May 24th at 5 p.m. Pacific Time. All classes are recorded, so even if the time doesn't work for you, you can still take advantage. Tune in to Empowerment at 11 a.m. Pacific every Tuesday for a discount code on the upcoming class. Join me. You'll have a lot of fun learning how powerful you are to affect positive change in your life. After all, you are supreme in your own orbit.
Paisley Winsock rebuttal. Take 14. Please don't cry this time.
Far out, man. All right. Hello, everybody. My name is Paisley Winsock. Some of you may know who I am, and others of you don't know who I am. But I gotta tell you, I had to say something because I was listening to 12Radio the other day, listening to C.A. Brooks, and my buddy Mo was on, and I heard this.
Now, is there really a Paisley Winsock? I thought that was just an alter ego you made up. Of course there's a Paisley Windsock. My goodness.
Oh, very funny, man. What are you guys laughing at? Let me tell you what. Maybe I question your existence or reality or whatever. You ever think of that? That maybe you guys are the figment of someone else's imagination? There you go, man. Can a figment of your imagination blow its nose? And further,
1-2 Radio, as real as it gets. Would you like to talk to the host? The phone lines are open. Call 857-232-0155. Extension 870-303.
Welcome back to Pathways to Conscious... Let me try that again. Wait. Okay, let's start over again. Welcome back to my show, Pathways to Consciousness and Success. Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. Thank you. My topic is success. Duh. Anyway, I'm just going to continue on with that. And before I continue on, I'd like to mention that I'm on 12listen.com as a psychic and a medium. So if you want to talk, I'm on there on and off through the day, usually about 7 days a week. So you can find me on 12listen.com. And also there's some really good advisors on 12listen.com. So just know that. Check us out. Please check us out. So I'm just going to get back to success, and I'm just going to repeat the definition of success, and that is favorable or satisfactory outcome of a situation that you want to create. And I'm going to repeat this again. Success is the natural order of the universe. Success is the natural order of your physical body. As long as you're alive and breathing, every breath you take is success. Embrace that success. If you don't have outside successes, go internal. Experience those successes. Like, go into your heart and say, yes, that does feel like a success, although I've never thought about it as a success. So by you just taking in little steps like that and getting used to little successes, like I said, when the big ones come along, you won't freak out. You won't push it away. Let's say you come up with a great idea. And suddenly, in a year, you're wealthy beyond your dreams. That's success. But if you're not used to success, you might push that away. And I remember I was talking before the break about success. It's about expansion. It's about interpretation of yourself. You're interpreting outside. You could say internal successes are expressed outwardly, so it's your interpretation. So how do you like to interpret to the world in successful ways, in successful means? And it's also about you. You have a license, you could say, of a higher order of being. By you starting to accept successes in your life, by you creating successes in your life, you're creating a license of a higher order of being. You're creating a higher consciousness. You're tapping into the divine wisdom that lies there. And it needs to be woken up. Maybe you need to wake yourself up so you can feel good, so you can feel successful. And put failure on the back burner. Put that non-fulfillment behind you. And that's part of like accepting success, is suddenly you're not looking at it as, was that good or bad? Maybe you're going, that was a success, but not the success I was looking for. Therefore, I'm going to try it again. And what will be my outcome? Well, if you try it again and you maybe tweak it a little, you're going to have a better outcome. You're going to be more successful. And it's also about you accepting the good of the universe that has for you. You could say what God created for you, what source created for you, what you create for yourself every day. And you can accept that. You can expect that. If you can accept it, you can expect it. And it's also, you could say, put that, your consciousness,
in a desirable mode. In other words, have a desire and express that desire. Express it outwardly. That could be expressing it outwardly to like an old friend you haven't seen in 20 years. And you say, I missed you. And 20 years ago, we loved each other and so forth and so on. You're expressing your desires outwardly. Conscious, you could say, an internal consciousness to an expressive, interpreted outwardly. And when you start interpreting outwardly, more success is going to be yours because you're no longer keeping inside of you. You're no longer being stagnant. You're allowing yourself to grow. You're allowing yourself to expand and you're allowing your consciousness to accept it. And without your consciousness accepting it, you can't have success. All you can have is mediocrity. And the question is, what do you desire in your life at this very moment? What would be a success for you? If you have ideas, that's good. If you don't, think about what desires or what kind of creation do you want to express outwardly to create that successful outcome for yourself? It's about you focusing on what you really want here. That you could say, is that success? Yeah, because if you don't concentrate and focus on what you really want, you're scattering your ideas. You could say it's a good idea, but nothing ever came of it. Someone else picked up on it and they became quite successful. And then you get mad at them because you didn't take action when you had the chance to. So that doesn't mean that that's the only chance you have in life for success. You have unlimited opportunities to create success in your life. Just because you didn't do something last year and someone else did and they became successful, don't be mad at them. Don't be mad at yourself. Come up with something different. Yeah, what do you really want? And then make a decision here, a definite decision to accept, you know, like I can accept it. This is what I want, so therefore I can accept it. I can accept being fulfilled by what I want. And my desires and my dreams can be expressed clearly and perfectly, and everyone understands them. Therefore, I'm successful. Maybe you have this wild dream. It's so crazy and so wild that you don't think it'll work. Well, maybe it's time for you to explore how it will work for you. Don't be a skeptic. Successful people are not skeptical people. Successful people are, you know, more positive, more open to new ideas, more open to crazy ideas. Look at Steve Jobs. He created a handheld device that you have access to all the knowledge of the world's library in your hand. Maybe when he came up with that idea, everyone laughed at him. Well, let them laugh. Well, they're not laughing anymore. We use our phones every day, handheld devices on your wrist. They get smaller all the time. And so don't let those little things stop you because you think it's a crazy, wild idea. Maybe the crazier, the wilder the idea, the more wild the idea is, the more successful you're going to be. And it's about your dreams, your desires. You know, you could say, if you cannot be fulfilled, you know, your dreams and your desires in this outer world, you know, the world of form which we live in, it's time that you start accepting and creating a new you for success, a new you being able to come up with some great dreams, ideas, wonderful things. That's good for you and good for the people around you. And it's also you recognize that your idea maybe was inspired by a divine idea. You know, you don't have to give credit to that, but this is an internal process too, that maybe you recognize that your idea was a divine idea. Does God want to, do you give God credit for that if you want to? I don't think it matters because it came through you. It came to you. It's your original idea. It's your intellectual awareness here. It's it's this divine idea corresponding to your dream. And when this divine, you could say, idea starts corresponding with your dreams, well, guess what? You're successful right there. And you're not even, you haven't put it out in the world yet. Wait till you put it out in the world. Guess what? You're really successful. And one thing you could say, intellectual awareness. Intellectual awareness, it alone doesn't have enough power, you could say, to shape an outer picture. You know, intellectual awareness is just the idea. It's about you feeling nature. It's about you feeling how the universe, how nature comes into play, how the universe comes into play with its successes constantly. The sun rising every morning, the moon rising in the evening. That's a constant thing. That's nature's way of, you could say, of success. Without the moon and the sun, we wouldn't be here. So it's our success right there. In that way, we're all successful. That's a beautiful success for all of us. As a group, I'm talking about the entire planet. As a group, it's a beautiful success for all of us. Whether you live in China or Bulgaria or Mexico, it doesn't matter. And let's say you live somewhere where you don't think you can be successful. Well, don't let that stop you. Did that stop successful people? Did that stop Albert Einstein? Did that stop Thomas Edison? Tesla? All those people? No. They didn't allow that to stop them from bringing their ideas, their principles out to the world. That changed the world. So maybe your ideas will change the world and you're not even aware of it until you bring it out there. So it's also you feeling this is a natural condition for you. This is nature's way of creating day-to-day success, moment-to-moment success. Therefore, you tap into that. Therefore, you create moment-to-moment success every day, every waking moment and every sleeping moment for that matter. And when you combine, you know, your intellectual prowess, the idea that you came up with the, you could say, with those emotions, those feelings that you are a part of this natural successful universe, and therefore, since you are a part of it, therefore, you're going to be successful. When you put those, when those two come into play, you're setting up, you could say, a vibration. It's, you could say it's a vibration that corresponds to a spiritual equivalent of fulfillment. And, some people call it super consciousness. It's, you could say, your direct link to creation itself. So let me repeat that. You're setting, when you come into this with the idea, your intellectual prowess, and then you start accepting the idea that the universe always has success, therefore I'm a part of the universe, therefore I'm successful, you're creating a vibration that corresponds to a spiritual equivalent of fulfillment. It's, you could say it's the fusion of the mind and the heart, along with your desire. It's you protecting and expressing. And when I say protecting is, if it's an original idea and no one else has come up with this, you do have to protect it, at least until it's out there and you're ready to put it out there. That's what I mean by protecting. But it's also about you developing a conviction that my conviction is, I can do this. And if I fail, I'll just do it until I am successful. Some of the most powerful people in the world, you know, like you might say, oh, they're billionaires, those lucky people. Well, a lot of them don't start out that way. A few maybe, but most don't. And they create, you could say, from original ideas, their successes. And if they can do it, you can do it. What one man or one woman can do, that woman and man can do. You can do it for yourself. It doesn't matter what sex you are. If they can do it, you can do it. Just know that. And here I'm talking about the fusion of the mind and your heart along with your desires. And it, you're creating whole new patterns with inside of you energetically. You're creating whole new patterns with your emotions about these ideas of success is you're creating a whole new pattern about your mental talk, your mental speak, that when you speak, you're no longer saying, oh, geez, that's not going to work. That's not going to work at all because, you know, I remember someone saying to me a long time ago that, you know, that, that was a crazy idea. So I just kept to myself up to this point. Well, what do they know? They don't know anything. You know more than them because you create the idea. You created your success. Or you're going to create your success. And it's also about you. You could say it's also about you bringing that light. When you have the success, you are a light bulb. Boom. You light up the room. Your success will light up the room. You're like I said, you're creating new patterns of thinking. You're creating new feelings, new emotions, because now you believe you can be successful. And now you're tapping into, when you're creating these new patterns, you're creating a whole new creative energy within your mind, because now you're allowing yourself to actually daydreaming maybe and not laugh at these ideas, but actually take them seriously. And as you could say, this energy, this light, the power that you could say that's flowing through you, that's creating all these new patterns with inside of you to accept successes, to create successes, to change your world, to change the world. That's how success is created with inside of you. If the old is not working, it's time to create something new with inside of you. And it's also about, you say, in the outer world, it's everything is experience and form, okay? And then you manifest form in the outer world with your idea. And then you change the idea. You change the idea, to tweak it up maybe, just to make it better. And when it's at, you could say, when it's at its best, the world is at its best. The world is manifesting for you, because you start off with an idea and before you know it, there's 100 people liking it. There's 10,000 people liking it. There's 1,000,000 people liking it. There's 1,000,000,000 people liking it. And it's all because you changed your mind. You could say those emotional patterns that held you back all these years, those feelings that you're not worthy that held you back all these years. You're worthy of everything and more. We are part of the universe. And the universe is, like I said at the beginning of the show, the universe is always creating successes. Just like your physical body is always creating successes. The heart beating, air going through the lungs, oxygen rejuvenating. You could say that the tired blood. So when it gets back into the heart, recirculating, it's full of oxygen. Therefore, you're full of ideas. The more air, oxygen you have inside of you, the more ideas, the more creativity comes through. And it's about trusting your wisdom. We all have our wisdom inside of us, and don't laugh at that. You have wisdom. You have lots of wisdom inside of you. Trust that wisdom. And it's also about you tapping into your divine self. It's also about you trusting that your divine self is going to guide you in the right way, guide you to the right place. And it's you creating a new program for your success. You're creating by changing a few thoughts around, you're creating a whole new program with inside of you. Like you could say, creating a satisfactory outcome with inside of you. You know, you can contemplate, you can pray, you can meditate, you can create affirmations and do all that. But as long as you stick to the old way of being, success might be difficult. That if you believe that you can have successes, but in a limited way, then you're just going to have successes in a limited way. And then you start thinking, okay, what if I have more expansive ideas? Like I can maybe be successful tomorrow twice as much as I was today. And then you get used to that. And then you say, let's double up again. Like, start doubling up on yourself and be more successful. Successful in executing your job, creating new friendships, are creating a new job or a new business or whatever that may be for you. And it's also you being filled with a sense of thankfulness, of gratitude, you know that your dreams and desires are already fulfilled. Before you even start, you have that idea that you are grateful, that you are thankful because you know that they're already fulfilled, that they are already there. And Lynn here said, we should celebrate our successes, whether big or small, everyday little successes. Exactly, Lynn. Because when the big one shows up in your life, or five big ones shows up in your life, like I said earlier, you're not going to freak out about it. You're going to accept it. You're just going to embrace it with your, you could say, with your own love, with expectations that it's only going to get better. Here it's just going, one success is going to create another success to another success. It's like the dominoes. You start off with like gratitude and thankfulness that your desires and dreams are already out there fulfilled. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to go, oh my God, how am I going to put it out there? Well, you know what to do on putting your ideas out in the world. That's the easy part. But the thing is, internally, can you be thankful and create gratitude that it's already successful for you? And that you could say it comes forth into form in the right time, in the right way. So let me repeat that. Your idea, your desire, your dream will come forth into form, into the right time, the right way, the right place. It's all going to be perfect. You could say perfect alignment. And the other idea about success is be active with it. Be active with your successes. Don't just sit around. Move. Like, get off your ass. Sometimes we have to get off our butts to create something different in our life. And it's also, there's a process here of consciousness of success. And that is, the first one is recognition. You're recognizing, you identify, you unify with the power, you could say, within you. You actually become it. You are an expression, you could say, that is an expression of you outwardly. So your recognition is, you identify, you unify with it, you understand the power that it holds with inside of you, and you actually become that expression as you express outwardly, as you create outwardly. And it's also, you think and see in unlimited ways, in unlimited successes, in unlimited health, in unlimited love, intelligence, prosperity. You got to be open to everything. That's one thing about success. When you start having successes, one shows up and another shows up, and before you know it, you start off with one. A month later, oh, that's nice. A month later, you have 10 successes. Because now you're used to it. You're thinking more in an unlimited way because you're enjoying your successes. It feels good. You know, you could say it makes you feel high. It's uplifting. And that's a beautiful thing. When you uplift yourself, you're changing your state in a positive way. And it's also, it's about the stature. You could say the stature of your mind and heart. What's truthful? What's not truthful to you? You could say, what is the constant thing with inside of you that drives you? And think about how you feel. You could say, this becomes a part of your everyday existence. But I have, unfortunately, come to the end of the show, and I want to thank my producer, Ade. Thank you for the wonderful work you did today. I appreciate that. And I want to thank all the beautiful men and women listening to my show, Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I do appreciate you beyond belief. Next show up is Mole Mama with Diana Silva. And it's a great cooking show. I highly recommend it. She's got some really good ideas. So if you're caught in a rut with your food, I recommend listening to her. And one other thing, check me out on 1-2 Radio. which you are right now, but check me out on 12listen.com too. So remember, despite what's going on around you, there's only two things that matter, your peace and your love. Until next week, have a great week, and remember, there's only two things that are really important, your peace and your love. Until next week, have a great week. Talk to you then, and just enjoy the week ahead. Bye.
Broadcast programming. Thanks for tuning in to 12 Radio.